She didn't pay her bill. She didn't pay her electricity bill.
Excuse me.
Okay, that so I have. Not classy. So this week, she has a 2-for-1 special, honey. Okay. I got 2 jokes for you. Okay. They're both gay related, and I thought they were both really funny, so.
Okay.
Okay, ready? What is the best pickup line at a gay bar?
Your mama feed you a lot of biscuits?
That's basic.
What else has somebody told me, bitch?
That's basic. May I push your stool in?
Ew. That is so disgusting. That's
disgusting. I love it. I live. That is nasty. That's like having a shitty kitty, though. Like, let's be real.
Legit shitty kitty.
Let's be real.
You pull your dick out, and...
Oh, you gotta take a shit? Let me help you with that. Ew.
Like, so... is it the same for women? Like, if they are, like, on their period?
I don't know. I'm not a woman, nor have I had sex with one. Maybe we should ask.
No, I don't
That's a question for our listeners.
Yeah.
Whoever listens.
Yeah.
What are those?
What are those? Ew, can you imagine, like, pulling your dick out and there's blood on it? I'll probably faint.
I feel like that's the same thing as pulling your dick out and there's shit on it.
I think I'd be more concerned with shit, or with blood, though.
Yeah, blood and blood. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Alright, next one.
Oh, okay. There's
another one. Just because these are 2 really good ones, I feel. How do you make 4 gay men sit in 1 chair?
How do you make 4 gay men sit in 1 chair? I feel like it has to do with sex, clearly.
Mm.
But I don't know how to...
This is definitely, like, this is way too easy.
No!
This is a little way too easy.
I don't know it.
You should know this one.
What does it mean, something to do with chairs?
I'm not telling you, you just gotta know.
Well, I don't know it.
Turn the chair upside down. Because there's 4 legs, gay men. They use the legs as a dildo.
Well, that can be the same way. Like, just, it can go, I don't fucking
You're taking
know.
Way too literal, bitch.
I'm taking too literal.
You're taking
think,
way
I
too.
I think that's where I get fucked up with these jokes. I just take them way too serious.
You really do.
I think too much into it. I just gotta relax.
Just take a breath. Kumbaya. My lord.
Yes.
Come on. Bang.
Lovely.
Ooh.
So, you have another one?
No, that's it.
Oh, that was it?
That was it. For this week.
That wasn't...
You didn't get any of them.
I never did.
Can we have a tally board of, like...
No.
Ugh, fine, whatever.
I mean, no.
Be boring.
I just know. I'm gonna get one day. I just need to be, like, really, like... Out of
in it to win it. In it to win it.
In it to win it.
Okay.
I'm thinking too much into it.
If you can get the joke, I will buy you Juicy Crab.
Now that's an incentive.
Sometimes, you know, we need it for a little push.
Well, in that case, I'm just gonna be cheating.
Come on, cheater. Cheater!
So, how was your vacation?
It was great. I had a lot of fun.
How long were you there for? I feel like you were there forever.
I was there from Friday to Wednesday.
So, a week.
That was the first time I've ever taken, like, a week vacation. Usually it's, like, 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
I've never gone
You don't get homesick at all?
No.
I get homesick.
I'm never home anyway, so...
That's true. But, like, I guess I get bed sick. Like, when I go somewhere, like, I really want my bed.
Yeah.
Fire. I'm grown, I don't have to lie.
Anyway, my trip was good.
So you were there from which?
I was in the city from Friday to Sunday. It was a lot of fun.
City? Austin?
Austin.
I've never been, so I don't know.
I know. She's never been.
I've never been to Texas. Oh, I'm going to go to Houston, Texas. That's where Beyonce's from. Like, imagine, well, you've been to Houston.
I haven't been.
Is that fun, too?
I've never been.
Oh, you've never been to Houston? No. Okay.
Houston's like 3 hours away from Austin.
No. Is Austin country?
No.
What part of Texas is country?
Anything outside of a major city.
Wow. He's a geographer.
I'm fine. She got her degree.
but you want to go? That's not the country part. Like, I'm sure like San Jose is like country, isn't it?
I don't even know where that is.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I don't
We're just making assumptions.
It It's just like, it's a weird, it's a different like vibe.
Than Atlanta. I'm sure it's fresh. Because Atlanta's very stinky.
Is it?
Yes, bitch.
Oh, okay. I mean, it was a very fun city. There's a lot of homeless people, actually, in Austin. There's a lot. There's a lot of homeless people.
That's a good turn for the worst.
I'm just letting you know, so.
It's sad.
It is really sad.
So, everybody should really cherish the life that they live.
Exactly.
Because you never know.
You don't. You never do know. You? Because I don't.
You should also be very nice to people, or you can be reincarnated.
As a
person who's really going through it in life.
Or you could be reincarnated, what, as a koala? Not a koala, a sloth.
Oh my god, I would fucking just...
Anyway, okay,
I would just commit suicide if I was a sloth. Like, oh my god, they move so slow.
Going back to Austin. Yeah. Going back to Austin, I stayed at the Westin. It was, huh?
Is that good?
It is a good thing.
Okay.
I had a rooftop pool.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you see any celebrities?
The only celebrity up there was me, honey.
Oh.
Okay.
A very dull star.
Wow. Just a flip of the tongue, bitch. So we went out Friday night, and I was wearing, like, a very, like, gay-ass outfit, and we went to straight clubs. I hate them all. I was wearing a very, like, gay outfit. It's okay.
Did you go to any gay clubs while you were there?
I did, but the group of people that I was with did not want to go to gay clubs. I love gay clubs. They were playing... Two of them were straight.
How many of you guys were...
It was me and the other one.
Two of you were so fucking boring.
They were boring. And
we would drag my ass along to these straight-ass, boring-ass gay clubs where you guys listen to fucking... When you play this fucking music and, like... No.
And then... They were... But so I kept getting kicked out and I was like, I'm tired of this. I want to go home. So I went back...
Oh, yeah, we won't you in.
Yeah. I went back to the hotel... And I changed, and then I thought about it, like, do I want to come back? Is it worth it? I don't know. I don't think so. But then I ended up going out. And then the second night I went out, it was a lot of fun. They serve drinks in pitchers. I had a Long Island in a fucking pitcher, bitch.
That would scare me a little bit.
I was drunk the entire night.
You probably drugged. There's no telling who's walking out that pitcher. Drop low.
We were living. We were out until, like, well, the bars there close at 2 o'clock.
Ew.
Yeah, they close at 2.
We would be pissed.
I mean, you're, like, still wide awake. And I don't think, it's not like a city, like a giant city. They don't have anything that you can do after,
oh, too. Oh, okay. You know, so it's not like Miami or Atlanta.
No. Okay. It's still a small city. So, like, everything really closes after that time. Like, after 6th Street closes, yeah. 6th Street is kind of like Buckhead.
Right.
Everything else closes down. Probably, like, they close down at, like, 2:30, 3 o'clock type of thing to, like, wind down the night.
I would just be so upset. I feel like I'll be having such a good time. Because we always stay till, like, close.
Yeah.
When we do go out.
When she does go out. So, that was a lot of fun. And then the next day, we went paddleboarding. We ate and went paddleboarding, which was That's a lot lit. Of fun. We spent, like, 3 hours on the paddleboards.
How'd you pee?
In the water. with the fish. The foot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck nature.
Global warming, climate change. So we hung out there. But that's like me and my friend were together and then the straight couple left.
Good.
So we like hung out. It was kinda cool.
That's good, you had a good time.
It was fun. And then after that left, I drank a whole bottle of Bacardi. Like we went and I drank it by myself. Like a really big bottle.
I just can see it now. I'm going to be visiting Perone on dialysis.
You probably will.
I'm like, look, bitch. When are we going out?
Be like, let's go. Fill my dialysis thing with alcohol, please. I was drunk literally the entire time.
I mean, that's how you're supposed to do it.
From like 10 a.m. until 2 o'clock in the morning.
See, I feel like I can get drunk in a small city where I don't know anyone. I can't get drunk in a big city where I don't know anyone.
I feel like the way that Austin trip was, that's how Miami should have been.
Mm.
We're learning.
It's okay.
I'm not upset about it, but, like, if I was to envision the Miami trip again, I would totally want it to be, like, that vibe.
Yeah.
It was...
You know, it happens.
It happens. We learn from our mistakes. We keep it moving. It's fine. Not to say the Miami trip wasn't bad, because it was still good. It was still a lot of fun. We had fun at Twist.
Twist was so fun. Okay. So drunk.
Twist. But, yeah. So, we did that, and then I ended up leaving them on Sunday, my friends on Sunday. And I went to my aunt's house.
And you just stayed there for the remainder of the trip?
Yeah, I just chilled. Really, like, she lives right by the lake, so I would run in the morning. And yeah. The lake is like a mile and a half away.
What in the Dawson's Creek?
Bitch. So I would run there, because it's like a giant community thing. You can only, if you live in the neighborhood, this huge neighborhood, you can only go to the lake. Like, nobody else can go inside of it, because it's gated.
Oh, very Caucasian.
So I would, like, run to the lake and be good and just chill there. And I just ate a shit ton of barbecue and tacos.
Yum.
And my aunt kept feeding me.
Yum.
I couldn't complain.
Yum.
And then she called me today and she was like, Tyler, I'm so sorry that we didn't do enough. I feel so bad. I said, I caught up on all of Dynasty. I'm almost done with both seasons.
Oh, I'm not caught up all the way.
Oh,
girl. I haven't been to season one yet.
Girl, it gets better.
I'm nothing like Fallon.
It gets better.
I'm nothing like her.
It gets so much better.
Nothing like
her. Wait till season two. Season two is such a gag.
Any of those bitches.
It's such a gag. So keep watching it because it gets better. Caught up on all of that. Making money on vacation.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, she was making money while she was vacaying. Vacaying, girl.
Vacaying.
And then...
Can't stop a bag.
She's back. She's back and better.
Back and better. You feel refreshed.
She does.
Whenever I go on vacation, I feel refreshed. Especially after seeing family.
Going to Pittsburgh in 2 weeks.
Where is Pittsburgh?
For work. In Pennsylvania.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. Nobody... You don't even... What, the Pittsburgh Steelers? That's only I know about Pittsburgh.
The only reason why I know about Pittsburgh is because of my stepdad. Mm-hmm. So I'm going there. So, yeah, it just keeps rolling.
Traveling.
Come on. Pins?
I hope...
Passport?
I hope I get a job where I don't have to travel.
Why?
Because I think I'd get very tired of it. Like, I don't know how flight attendants do it. Like, you're never at your home.
I think they pick and choose their shifts, I think. I don't really know how it works. The good thing about traveling, I do say, is something, if you're more the adventurous type, if you're willing to, like, go ahead and, like, kind of go out your comfort zone, is to see how, like, everybody lives in their, like, respected region.
Okay.
So that's, like, kind of, like, that's what, like...
The interesting part of it.
That's the interesting part.
Well, I didn't do anything besides work.
You said you were doing... Oh, we rewinding, girl.
Wrong noise, but it's fine.
Come on, Grindr. you were supposed to do something spontaneous.
I did. So, for everybody who called me last week, there was one day, maybe 2 days, where I just turned everything off, and I spent time with myself, which I never do. That was very, not only was it very spontaneous of me, it was just very, like, relaxing and relieving. I feel like I should probably do that more.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
I love it.
It's great.
Growth. You
know, I made some plans with some old friends I haven't seen in a minute, so I'm going to go have dinner with them.
Ooh, then, come on.
Yes. I'm very excited to see them.
When are you hanging out with them?
Probably.
Bitch, either. Nobody else can hang out with my friend. The fuck? I can't be happy about that. You're mine.
Ooh, okay. Here we go. But no. Probably, if not, probably next weekend or sometime next week.
Ooh.
Yes.
They're busy.
Well, yeah. Basically.
She's a busy girl.
But one has a baby now, so just like,
Did you say baby?
Mm-hmm.
If you guys didn't know what I just did, I just stuck my finger down my throat.
Yeah, he just he gagged a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
It's fine.
Nothing came out, so we good.
Not yet.
But, yeah, I'm excited to do that. I think here's my plan. My spontaneous plan is to text everybody that I miss instead of just saying, oh my god, I miss you, let's hang out. I'm going to actually make a plan to hang out with them. I want you to do that.
I think it's going to be way too much work for you.
It's going to be a lot of work. I've already been, like, having anxiety attacks thinking about it because I'm just like, how am I going to do this?
You're
going to
literally hate it.
There's certain people, like, actually do, like, oh my god, we just have such, you know, funny times together and stuff like that.
Yeah. But
some people are just, no. I'm only doing it with a select few.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's what I'm going to be doing over the course
I love it.
Of the next few weeks.
I love it.
But yeah, I mean, that's that. So, Yeah, then I worked. I was sick for 2 fucking days. Of course, my 2 off days at that. That was miserable, but what can you do?
You can't do nothing.
Exactly.
Literally. Besides collect that check.
Collect the check.
Okay, because you're going to be...
I still made money when I was off.
Okay, like, come on. Proud.
A pro.
I just want to say that I'm proud of my friend Jelani for being able to be in school and work full time and have a podcast and still have a social life.
Barely. Barely social life. That's, yeah. That's the last thing on my list.
But just like a round of applause to you, friends.
So proud of myself.
Okay.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do you want to talk about this week?
I think you had a topic that we were going to bring up from last week.
Yeah.
You mentioned it on the podcast. You said it out loud.
Did I?
Yeah. Why? Black men don't check for you?
Oh my god. Yes.
Yes.
So, it's a very short and sweet little topic.
Okay.
So, last week we spoke about how, you know, everybody seems to think that I only date white men.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the tea. Because I've dated white men. I've dated Hispanic men. I've dated black men.
Yeah.
Only thing is, when it was brought to my attention that, you know, I don't think black men are attractive, that is not the tea. Black men just don't be checking for me.
Yeah.
And I don't mean, like, when I have gone dates with, you know, black guys, they're like, oh my god, you talk so white, which I despise.
That's like, doesn't that like make you feel weird?
It makes my skin crawl. Like, how am I supposed to talk?
You're talking like a human being.
I'm a human. Like, what? I hate that. And then, like, some people think, like, oh, you bougie. Oh, you privileged, or this and that. I was like, you can't assume that because look at T.I. You think he was privileged?
Shut
up. But no, like, it's just, it's not fair, and it's kind of sick to, I don't know, just annoying to go through.
They see where you're at now and not what your story was. Because
if you know, right, if you know me,
yeah,
you would know I'm very ratchet at times.
Okay.
Oh,
what was that? Shabambu.
We don't have to bring up Shabambu.
Shabambu will come
out. Rest in peace, Shabambu.
Yeah, that was funny. I wish she lived more. I wish she would. I wish she would come out with us.
I'm sure she got disintegrated. But yeah, I don't know why that is. Like, I don't know. Like,
friend.
And then I don't know. It's just weird. And then, like, I'm into like geeky, nerdy stuff, so that doesn't help either. So it's just like,
what doesn't that not help?
Well, I mean, it doesn't help with anybody, to be honest. Like, everybody, when I'm, like, watching anime or I'm playing a fucking game, they're like, oh, how do you know what they're saying? Oh, my God. Like, what kind of game is this? Like, don't.
Don't do
if
it.
If you don't get it, just don't ask questions.
Don't talk about
what you really actually want to know. Then I can explain it. But other than that, don't have time. Don't have time. And now that I'm about to... I'm not saying my age. However...
She's about to have a birthday.
I'm growing up. And I don't have time to, like, waste. Like, I'm working towards...
A goal.
A goal. A reachable, realistic goal.
Okay, come on. So, arm span.
I can reach it.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's it on that. I mean, like, black guys think I'm cute until I open my fucking mouth. And they're like, why you talk so white? Stupid bitch. Dumb assholes.
Did you have somebody all up on you at a party recently?
We don't talk about that.
That wasn't white.
We don't talk about that.
I mean, I see you have opportunities there. Why not?
I mean, I told you why not.
Okay.
I told you this.
I mean, I just wanted to hear it one more time.
There was a ring that was not there.
There was a ring that was not there.
Hidden from my vision.
Come on, 7 days.
Yeah, so that's that.
Wow.
A mess.
It is.
Literal mess.
Come on.
Back up off me, sir. I don't know you. You clearly don't know yourself or your fiance. But it's fine. So yeah, that's my take on things.
That's your take on things?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that I'm not the only person. Think about it this way. Like, interracial couples are everywhere.
They are.
Everywhere. And some black guys are just like, you know, I don't date black men. I like white men. I like pink dick. So, therefore, you know, that's their prerogative. It's a little bit problematic, but, you know, I'll let it be. It's not my business. It's fine. So, we already know how I am with that. That's a very touchy subject for me.
What's a touchy subject?
Black guys who don't date black men or don't even have any black friends. That's very weird and off-putting to me.
I think it's strange when somebody just has, like, one set of friends and not a very, like, diverse set of friends, you feel me?
Yeah.
And they don't just have to be, like, one color, I feel.
Right.
That's, like... But it's still strange.
Very strange. Like, why is that? I don't understand. If you're one of those people who only have one race of friends, what's the tea? I would love to know. We would love to know. The listeners would love to know.
We would.
So, you know... Spill the tea.
Come on.
But yeah, it's very off-putting.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Just too many of them out there.
That's a lot.
Lots. But no, as long as something wrong there. And then when it's just white people hanging on with white people, they're just racist, but it's fine.
I mean, you're not lying. So, have I not told you this out there hanging out with people? I feel like Jelani. They said,
and I'm just like,
and you're like, see, I told you.
I told you, can't trust these hoes.
I'm just like, wow. Come on, trash. It's but weird.
It's fine. So that's that on that. What about you? Anything that's picking at your brain?
What's picking at my brain? What's going on? Oh, I would love to figure out myself.
Okay.
Through experience, like, how do you stay friends with somebody that you know is there's, like, a shit ton of, like, sexual tension? Like, okay. You guys, you both, like, found out each other, like say, through, like, Grindr or something, right?
Right.
And then you hang out and, like, you become friends, and then you realize, like, I'm still a hoe. The other person is still a hoe.
Yeah.
But, like, you guys like each other, and you guys aren't gonna have sex with each other, because, like, that just complicates everything.
Right.
That puts, like, tension on people. So, like, I don't know how you do that as a friend. Like, do you get close to them or do you keep your distance? Like, what do? Because you care about this person.
Right.
You know they're doing good. But at the same time, you don't want to get too involved because you know you can't, like, have them all the way.
See, I don't know. Only because I've never made a friend off Grindr. So, but, I mean, I get...
It doesn't
like,
even
I feel like we've all been there.
It doesn't have to be Grindr. It just has to be, like, yeah, somebody in general.
Because, like, friends... Like, I've met people. Like, we're cool, whatever. And then they're like... I want to have sex with you. I'm just like, like, what, like, is this? Like, ooh. We're friends. And yeah. You know, like, it happens a lot more than I would like for it to, because, I mean, I want to have more gay friends, but then a lot of other people are just very horny. So.
Literally all the time.
All the time. And, like, the thing, a lot of people who, you know, you make this friendship, you make this connection, and you tell them, like, it's not sexual, they will still keep, like, but I'm really into you, I really like you, but I feel like this, we can make a thing up, like, that's not, it's so uncomfortable, and it's so, like...
You can't be friends with them after that.
You can't, because it just...
It like, ruins it.
You're pushing...
Yeah.
...something onto someone that they don't really want.
Yeah.
So, no, it's just awkward.
It's awkward.
I don't know why that happens, though. It's very frustrating.
It's happened more, like, I think as of now, it's happened more than it used to.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Because people, surprise, you can be friends and not have sex, people. Like,
I'm telling you.
That's a thing.
I'm telling you.
I don't know.
So that was, like, I think personally, like, I would think that that person is attractive, right?
Yeah.
And I would be like, do I want to have sex with them? Probably, yeah, I do. But at the same time, like, I know what they're doing in the back of their mind. Like, right. I know what they're doing.
Right.
Like, with other people.
Right.
And I don't want to share that. But, like, they want to have sex, so I'm like, that's not who I am. And then they get mad at me. Not me personally. I'm not saying, I'm just saying, like, in general. But, like, that's not fair. And you ruin a friendship, I think.
It does ruin a friendship, for sure. Because, like, you don't feel comfortable hanging out alone, you know?
You can't.
Like, can't come to my house because you're going to try to touch me.
Right.
Like, no. But wow. We've all been there before.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
There all the time.
It's super annoying.
Growing up sucks.
It does suck. Like, I just wish people could control themselves.
All right, so you know how they have a Storm Area 51 Facebook page, right?
Yes.
I think that I want to start a Facebook page where it's like nobody pays their bills for the month of August. Petition.
And what is that going to do? Get people kicked out of their homes?
I don't fucking know.
Corona's trying to, not only is he trying to kill us, but he wants us to be homeless first. So, you know, because, you know, winter is to come very soon. And he wants us to live under the bridge.
It's the 7585 connector bridge?
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm not going to be I'm not going to participate in that.
I bet you it would become famous. I bet you it would be, like, popping. I'm going to start it.
I mean, I don't even have Facebook anymore, so...
Can you, like, do it, though? Can you, like, add to it?
Like, add my name?
Yeah, like, say that you're going to join it.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I support anything my friends do.
Imagine, I would get famous.
You think so?
Maybe. What if I got enough people to sign it? What if I got, like, millions of people to sign it, bitch?
I mean, people are still going to pay their bills.
I mean, they're still, but, like, they're still going to sign it. They would just do it. I think it would be good, like, you know, publicity. And then I could be like, oh my god, we have a podcast. Check it out.
JK, bitches, you have a podcast and you probably, you know, can't afford it if you don't have a phone. You pay your phone bill.
That would be great marketing.
A marketing ploy.
Great. We love.
We had a good scheme.
I think that's good.
I just don't have a scheme, exactly.
Not yet.
Not yet.
What are you looking at?
The screen.
Oh.
Jesus.
Are you high?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
Are my eyes red?
Yes.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
I'm checking. Bitch, no, they're not. They are white. Because you know what? I'm what? Healthy.
Is that what it is?
Yes. They're a little low. But it's fine. Who cares? We're in a new age, okay?
What age are we in?
New.
The new new?
Grown. That's the stage. That's the age. That's the age, honey. The stage! But yeah, no.
That's that on that.
Keep your hands to yourself, friends. If someone tells you no, then let it go. If you don't think you can continue to be friends with them, let it go. But you know, you have to respect people's boundaries.
Oh, if you respect people's boundaries and time, that is going to take you very far in life.
Very far in life.
Okay?
Very far.
Very far.
I could be busy doing something. Do not come running to me and then getting frustrated with me. Because I couldn't aid or I couldn't care to your need.
There you go. There we go. Come on. The weed hitting, girl. The weed is hitting, honey.
Woo.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have to respect people's boundaries. Not only would it take you very far in life, it's healthy. And it makes you not look like a psychopath.
Honestly.
Truly.
Okay. Where's the lie?
Where is the lie?
There isn't one.
Cause nobody wants a psychopath. You know, they used to be cute, like, when we were younger, but if you're still acting fucking crazy and fucking just self-centered and fucking...
Bitch.
What?
Have you ever looked at your old text messages?
No.
Okay,
my text delete every 30 days.
Listen to this gag. So, Donovan screenshotted one of our conversations from, like, 2015. Not me and him.
Oh, but, I have old screenshots.
But I was having a conversation with somebody else, and I was reading it, and I was like, bitch, I am fucking crazy. I was fucking crazy.
Bitch, I was too.
I was like, wow.
I have seen old... I thought you meant, like, do I keep them?
No.
I go, like... When I'm going through my pictures, on my Dropbox, Google Photos, I'll see, like, the screenshot. I'm like, ooh, that was mean. I was a fucking evil piece of shit.
I was just crazy. I was literally...
I was that, too. I was fucking Lily D.
Imagine having a text message from yourself, like, 4 years ago.
I feel like if I met myself 4 years ago, I'd fight me. I would fight myself. I think I would hate myself.
I was so grossed out.
I would be like, why is this bitch so fucking rude? Like, who is this bitch?
Like, who do you think you are, bitch? You are 20 years old, acting like you are grown. Like,
hello?
Like you have some type of status.
I would literally punch myself in the face.
Oh my god, same. Oh my god.
So annoying. I was so annoying. Girl. It was because I was skinny.
Ew, a twink is what you were.
Twinkie.
Twinks are not even... Okay, you know...
Stop it.
Because we were all there.
We were all there at one point, you know. But now, you know, we have our beers.
We don't know how to act now because
we're more mature. We have hairy chests and beards now. We're grown men.
We're men now.
We're men. We know how to act. We're not boys. I'm so dead.
So we went from acting bitchy to acting like what? We're still bitches. We're still bitchy.
But not as... We're like...
It's because we have the beard and we know we got like full beards and pretty beards.
Right, y'all patchy mother
F. We don't know what that... What is that? Oh, what are those?
That's the Shadowlands. Like, don't go over there. The sun is not hit in that area.
The trio, me, you, and Nasi, we all pretty.
Pretty.
Bitch. My stomach. That was so funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
That was really funny.
Like, wow. But no, we're so much more mature than we used to be. We were all horrible people. Well, at least I was. I know I was for sure.
Bitch, yes, we all were.
So bad. Some more than others.
Bitch, so bad.
Well, I feel like Nasi was the worst. I was probably the second, you probably the last. When it came to, like, doing mean things to people.
I don't know. I think we were all just pretty bad, all, like, equally. I felt like I put ideas in people's heads to do, and then, like...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think that was my thing. Like, my thing was just, like, putting the idea in there and being like, oh, I didn't do it.
That was very easy for us to do. Wow, we were horrible. We're gonna end this. Because I don't want people thinking.
Yeah.
I'm not like this anymore. We are changed.
Oh, God, my stomach hurts. That was funny as fuck.
Funny AF.
I'm still trash. Don't get it twisted. I'll fuck you up.
Oop.
Emotionally.
Emotionally. Who play with your heart.
Okay.
And your dick. Yes. But yeah, this was fun.
That was a good episode.
Good episode. Good epi. Good EP.
I think next episode we should talk about my dating profile that we're gonna do.
Yes. That'll be fun.
I think that was gonna be so much fun.
I need to come with ideas. But yeah. So don't forget to follow us on 2DaysPod on Instagram and also our personal pages at Jelani Amir.
And Tyler.Perone.
Ooh, he was on cue today, y'all.
She was on beat.
On cue.
Plus, yeah. Did you ever listen to the song that I sent you to listen to when you're having sex?
What? No. I don't think you sent
that. I sent it to you.
No.
Yes, I did.
No.
Yes, I did.
No.
I'm going to send it to you again because I did send it to you.
What song was it?
It's by Twista. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
You know which one I'm talking about now? Oh, my God. Please
do it. I forgot to listen to it. Twista just talks too fast.
Please listen to it. Can we listen to it after this episode?
Yeah, we'll listen to it after this episode.
All right.
Awesome. Bye. Thank you.